The Anishinaabe people have relied on Lake Superior for centuries, fishing its waters as one of its main sources of food. Red Cliff Band of Chippewa Vice Chair Marvin Defoe says the presence of viral hemorrhagic septicemia in Lake Superior could cause major fish kills, as it has in other Great Lakes.
Our village, our area here is a fishing village. Not only our ancestors have utilized the lake for sustenance fishing, for food, for a food source, even currently today, our people utilize that lake for food and for livelihood. There's a substantial amount of individuals that go out there and home use fish. There's commercial tribal fishermen that go out there and fish for the community. So you may have one person that's going to feed 100 families.
Defoe says VHS in Lake Superior is frustrating.
Even the tribal members who ain't born yet are affected.
To reduce the risk of VHS contaminating tribal waters, Red Cliff Treaty Natural Resources biologist Matt Symbol says they're taking precautions.
With our hatchery, we have brook trout and walleye, and we've had those fish tested for VHS prior to our stocking. We spray our boats down before we go from one lake to another.
Defoe says nearly all tribal members eat locally caught fish, and there are 18 commercial fishing boats operating from Red Cliff. Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.